edition of Life Stats here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show April Thomas Jones, who is the executive director at the Old Pine Community Center, located at 4th and Lombard, correct?
Yes.
All right, let me, I was thinking about this because I used to live down that way.
Okay.
The St. Peter School is there.
Oh, yeah.
And the community center is there. And there's a merging, like you guys help each other out a little. Can you explain a little about that?
Yes, we do. Actually, in 1977, when the center opened, we partnered with St. Peter's to provide space for the children because their building wasn't large enough. And actually, to this day, St. Peter's still uses the facility. So this, the school children people see, we always tell them, we're not a school. That's St. Peter's coming through.
What, and there's so many things that you can talk about because there's educational services. There's things for seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's privately funded.
It is privately funded.
And you recently had what is your most biggest fundraiser of the year, the Mardi Gras.
We did.
How did the event go?
Wonderfully. It was actually the most well-attended, which was wonderful. And we have a silent auction, and actually it was the highest grossing silent auction, so that was wonderful as well. And we're really happy that we brought out more community members this year. It was a lot of community members that came out to support, and a lot of them are now also supporting our programs as volunteers, tutors, nurses for our homeless population. So our Mardi Gras was really, really one of the best ones yet.
April, you bring up the homeless because you guys offer breakfast
and
even showers every morning for a half hour.
So, well, Friday mornings. Sunday
morning
is our big program. So that's the one where we open our doors at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings. It's a non-traditional feeding day. That's why we do it on a Sunday. We open our doors at 7 a.m. The homeless are able to come in. They get a shower first. We give them, you know, towels. They can go to our free clothing store. We call it a clothing store, but it's free. They get full outfit, clean undergarments. They go take a warm shower, and then they come out and they have a sit-down meal where they're served, so they don't have to stand in a line, you know? We really try to humanize.
I know this sounds crazy, but because they are homeless, how do you get the word out to people that this service exists that they can take advantage of?
Yeah, well, we work with the city, but we also have a lot of other nonprofits that we partner with. So you kind of get in this circle where we also will send either homeless or youth or whomever it is to an organization that may just specialize in something. So if you, for instance, were in a shelter, we're already on that list because we partner with that shelter. So they know, well, when you need food, this is a place you can go on this day and at that time.
You also have kids programs, after-school program.
Yeah.
Is that limited to how many you can have in your after-school program?
Yeah, so we can only take 65 students, and that's our summer camp and our after-school program because we do youth programming all year, and we're currently at 50, and that's not the summer camp yet. So hopefully we'll be able to open our doors to all kids. That's always our goal.
And where do most of those kids go to school that then are coming? Are they at St. Peter's or are they?
No, they're actually public school students.
Got it.
The majority. We'll have maybe literally maybe three that are not, but they're usually public school students from the local public schools in the area.
And do you guys go and get them or are they transported to you?
Oh, yeah, we go get them. We actually walk and go get them. So that's how close the schools are. We're able to go to three different public schools and walk and get the kids and bring them back safely to the center.
Yeah. And what do you like about your after-school program?
Let's see. What's my favorite thing about our after-school program? I like that we are always open to change. So the last few years, we have been the arts and education after-school mm-hmm. program, and that is because the schools had cut a lot of arts and education. So we really have been focusing on kind of beefing that up so kids don't miss out on it.
Sure.
But we also are, if something changed and there was a need, we try to fill it. I don't remember. Do you remember when Michelle Obama was doing the fitness?
And sure.
We really.
I forget there was a slogan with it.
Yeah, you remember it?
Yeah.
And
I'll
it was
think
like
of it.
Healthy eating and fitness.
Yeah.
And we were able to say, well, wow, if this is a need, let's jump in because we have a full gym as well.
Sure.
So we got on that bandwagon. We work with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to bring in healthy foods, healthy snacks for after school students and summer camp. And then we had lots of sports and big movement activities. So I think that's the thing. We don't feel like we are so rigid. We are not willing to be malleable and shape and shift with the needs of the community. So I think that's my favorite thing.
I was also noticing that you have yoga for cancer patients.
Yeah.
I mean, the website is so far reaching. I have to tell you, like, I don't know who comes up with these ideas, but you really do cover a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the yoga in particular for the cancer patients.
Yeah, how? Michelle does that. We started working with it's now the Abramson Cancer Center at Penn. It used to be called the Joan Carnell Center, and we were doing some cancer work where we were bringing seminars to the center for our populations that would not regularly have that access. And we met a wonderful woman named Michelle, and she's just very passionate about it. And she believes in not only yoga but meditation and how it can be very helpful in healing. And we started with her and the Penn Center. Wow, it's been maybe 6 years now. It's been some time. But we constantly support that effort, and she stays with people, you know.
Are these programs costly for people?
No. So the only program our homeless program is absolutely free.
Free, right.
Yeah. Yoga, we do not charge her at all to host that. Our after-school program and summer camp, there are fees associated with that. But we give out a lot in financial aid.
Okay.
This is why we have to have things like the Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. And we're always looking for support, financial support from other institutions and individuals, because we give out a lot in financial aid. Because, again, I think I said it earlier, we really look to not turn children away. I don't know if you know about this, but that's the danger zone hours for kids right after school.
Absolutely.
3 to 6, you know. So our goal is to make sure children have a safe place to be. So we have several students that we fully fund to be in our program through financial aid. And we have a rental program that is a fee.
Yeah, what was that? I saw that on there.
That helps fund our free programs.
Oh, because you could have your parties there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we need that. And we always tell people all the time, come out, have a good time for a great cause, rent our facility. Because your money literally goes back into our homeless program. It's going to go back into building up some money for that financial aid for youth. You know, it's going to go back so we can subsidize yoga for cancer patients. This is what we take our rental funds and use it for.
Can people who do have a party there, can they bring in outside catering?
Yes.
So
yes.
They can do their own thing.
Your own thing. 21 and over, you can bring in alcohol. You can do your own thing. And everything's included, as in tables, chairs. But again, it's a good time for a great cause.
How big is that space that you rent out?
Oh, so we have a few spaces. We have one large hall. It's called Wasson Hall. And I'm sorry, I don't know the square footage on it.
No, that's fine.
But it divides down into three separate rooms. So it's large enough, it can go into three rooms. And we have what we call the front third. So you can just rent one small section, just the middle third or the back third. You can rent two thirds of the hall, or you can rent the entire hall. It can hold up to 200 people. And then we have our large gym, which holds up to 400 people. So if you need the bigger space, you can definitely use that as well. And then we have a small library. We have tons of spaces. I tell people, we have a space for you.
I saw the library. Who can use that library?
Oh, so anyone can use the library. But who uses it the most? Students. Our youth definitely use our library a lot. Our adult education program.
Mm-hmm.
When we have our tutor partners, they use our library all the time. Believe it or not, yoga for cancer patients uses our library, and is because Michelle brought to our attention when people get down on the floor, our library is the only place that's carpeted.
Oh.
It's much more comfortable to be down on something carpeted. And then she has yoga mats, and they have special chairs. We have special chairs for them. And then anyone else that could use it, that I can't think of anyone that specifically uses it aside from the ones I mentioned, but it's open to anyone.
Does your library, do people donate the books that's how you build up what your content is?
Yes. So people donate books. And a few years ago, 3 years ago, we did some outreach work with Taggart. Do you know Taggart Elementary in South Philly?
Mm-hmm.
So we did some outreach work with them. We adopted their school. So that means when we adopt a school, which we do once a year too, we find schools in need in the city and we adopt them. So we provide food, we send clothes. If there's something that the school is lacking that we can provide, we're going to provide it for that school. Taggart was one of our schools a few years back. We provided them a community garden. We partnered with actually John Nelson, who's on my board. He's an awesome guy. So his firm partnered, and we were able to create a community garden with Taggart. But I forgot where I was going with this. Wait.
Your library.
Thank you. But thank you. I was like, wait, where was I going with this? Because now I want to talk about the community garden, because that was a wonderful effort. But the library, Taggart, they wrote for a grant and got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books.
And they shared with you.
And they shared over 500 books with us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Sit tight. I take a commercial break, but we'll come back and we'll continue this conversation with April Thomas-Jones, who is the executive director at Old Pine Community Center. And you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Dee Lynam with April Thomas-Jones, who is the executive director at Old Pine Community Center. April, I heard you saying earlier that you're born and raised in this area.
Yeah, I am.
You have your bachelor's and a master's. Where did you do your studying?
So my undergrad's from Temple. Go Owls. I heard they're playing this Saturday. And my master's degree is from Lincoln University.
Nice. Even that was all in this area, too.
Yeah.
Did you know what you wanted to do? Like, for instance, the fact that you're running that community center. Did you always... You've had, obviously, past jobs that are similar, but... Did you always know you wanted to be involved in the community?
In undergrad, I wanted to go into public relations. Mm-hmm. Actually, my degree was in public relations, advertising, and journalism. But it was by the time I reached my graduate education, I realized all of my work always was around some type of community effort. Mm. Actually, dating all the way back to DeSales, when I was a kid doing, we did this thing called Tri-Transit Thursday, and it was organizing the community to get around stopping pollution. So I think it's always been in me, and I think that's why I'm so passionate about what I do now.
How many people I went to see, like your staff, and it's actually significant.
Yeah. We have about 16 on staff, and then a host of volunteers and supporters.
So what is your day like, generally speaking? Are any 2 days the same, or are you constantly in motion?
I am constantly in motion. I actually tell people all the time, email me, text me, don't call me, please, because if you call me, you probably will not get me. I am in and out because community work has to be done in the community.
Sure.
Yeah.
We were talking about Mardi Gras being the biggest fundraiser. What are other ways you try to get people to, I know the rental was the second big one.
Yep.
I know on the website you can hit like donate.
Yeah.
Does that actually work?
Well, sometimes it does.
Does it?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes. Usually, like right now, we're in the middle of our annual appeal. So please feel free to donate. Please feel free to donate. Please feel free to donate. But it for our annual appeal, we tend to get it more. That's the time when you see people that'll be like, okay, I'll hit it. But Other times, no. People just usually will write a check.
And so do you, as the executive director, are you trying to partner with maybe businesses that are in the city or in the area?
Yes, I do, actually. I must mention Ken. He owns Jim's Steaks on South.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome. He's wonderful. He partners with us every year and generously donates to support our Operation Warm Winter. We help the veterans group over in West Philly. And they have about 40 beds, and they serve homeless vets. And they have a turnover with the homeless vets. And every year we take them, we call it Operation Warm Winter. It's, think undergarments, anything, underclothes, socks. We give them a coat, hat, gloves, a hot cup of coffee. And this year we even were able to provide dinner. And that is actually all funded because of Ken at Jim's Steaks on South. Yeah, and that's 40 homeless vets. And he just is... He's such a rallier for us, you know, and it's wonderful when you have someone directly down the street that is so passionate about changing the issues we have here.
Are you, I don't know, like in communication with other similar community centers around the city that maybe you bounce ideas off of each other?
Yeah, so we don't find as many community centers because we're not a rec center, and there are lots of rec centers.
What differentiates that?
Yeah, so we are privately funded. We're a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit.
Got it. Okay.
Right?
And that's the difference between a rec center
that's one of the differences. Yeah, that's one of the biggest differences because that's, you know, it's a structure difference. It's a funding difference.
Sure.
And what they may provide and what we may provide may be different as well. But we are a nonprofit. But we do partner with tons of other nonprofits. It depends. We partner with organizations that will correlate with the program. So for our after-school program, we're going to partner with the schools in the area, number one. And then we'll look for other organizations that are doing youth programming, and we'll work with them. Our homeless program, same thing. We will work with, say, Broad Street Ministries or some other organization that would specialize in just that one thing.
I saw in there that you do things for seniors, too.
Yeah, we have our Saturday for Seniors program. Now, that has been operating since the inception of the Old Pine Community Center. Two people who have passed away started it. They were just genius because we do Sunday is a non-traditional feeding day. Saturday is a non-traditional feeding day. And the difference is they realized this in 1977. And they started the Saturday for Seniors program, and we feed about 50 to 60 low-income seniors every Saturday. They get a hot lunch, a take-home lunch. But I think what's most important is they get fellowship because we know that oftentimes seniors are left alone, right?
Yeah.
So you may even have food, but they get to come and they build
the social aspect.
Yeah. And they come and they build friendships, and they even get to the point they get up and they're helping. You know, they'll start fixing the table. They know when someone new has come, and they'll invite them in to sit. So it is. It's a camaraderie. It's a fellowship. And to me, that's what's really central to that program.
We'll take another commercial break here on Lifestyles. I am Dee Line. I'm chatting with April Thomas-Jones, Executive Director of the Old Pine Community Center.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2019. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyle. D-Line chatting with April Thomas Jones of Old Pine Community Center. Tell people where they can look at the programs your community center provides.
Yeah, they can go to our website, oldpinecommunitycenter.org. I always say it's one of the easiest websites because it is our name. That's oldpinecommunitycenter.org. And you can also, we also are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Again, just look at Old Pine Community Center and it will come up.
One of the things that I didn't touch on, you also have some 12-step programs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think the one when I was reading about the one, it's like, just show up. Yep. That's all you have to do. Just show up.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing.
Right. Seems like, right? As many people as you can help, it seems like that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, we try to make serious impact. So our 12-step programs run in the evening. So just so, because I know people are probably like, how the heck, how big is this building?
Right,
that
because
they are
there's
running
a lot
all
going
these
on.
Things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we are very time conscious, you know. So youth programming goes till about 6 o'clock. There's nothing in a building when children are in a building. After that, we have PSN, well, PSL now, Philadelphia Sports Leagues.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they run in the evenings in our gym. Our 12-step programs are evening programs. Our adult ed is going to be evening programs. They're upstairs, so everyone's kind of in their own section of the building. And then on Saturday is our seniors. Sunday we have homeless. But our facility is open until Monday through Friday until about 11 p.m. We open at 8. And then on Saturday and Sunday, sometimes we're open from 8 to 1 a.m. So we are very time conscious. So our 12-step programs are an evening event. Yeah.
What were some of the, like you were at the University of Penn, had a program there.
Yeah.
What was that program? Like, yeah. And what did you, because you developed something there, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I was assistant director of youth development. And what I did was build programs for youth within public schools. So after school programs for youth to, again, address whatever that hole is, kind of fill the gap within that public school. I did a lot of work in West Philly High. You know West Philly High?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was over at West Philly High and I built up about 25 programs there. That were running, and now it's closed, unfortunately. But it was a great effort.
And do you see yourself staying with the community center for a long time? I mean, I know we all think we're ambitious, and you want to think what's the next thing. But maybe the next thing is just within the organization that you already have, building it bigger and better.
Yeah, I hope to stay there for some more time. I'm not sure if forever.
Yeah, right.
But definitely for some more time. I've been there 10 years, and I definitely see that we can still grow. I ultimately would like the center to be at capacity for all of its programs, but also have a model other places, because I do think we've gotten away from community. You know, so, but I think each one should be unique to the community.
Sure.
So you should be able to go to Chicago and find a community center very similar where you can run several things, not one or two things. But it's unique. It addresses the programs and services needed for that community. So it would be not so cookie cutter, because everyone will have its own unique aspect. So that's what I would actually like to see happen eventually. But for right now, we'll stick with Philadelphia.
Yeah, and you do have a good model.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? I think so. I really do. And like I said, I would like it to not be replicated but tweaked in every area.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what makes us unique. You don't really find another Old Pine Community Center anywhere.
No. It's so true. And because of also where it's located. Yeah. I think when people think of 4th and Lombard, that's a great area.
It's a great area. And some of my board members can recall when it was not a great area. And what we do is constantly address whatever that need is in that area. Yeah.
Again, the website is oldpinecommunitycenter.org.
Yes.
Our guest has been April Thomas Jones, Executive Director of the Community Center there, Old Pine Community Center. So thank you, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, can I encourage people to give or get involved?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I got that in there. You can come get involved.
Tell them they can just hit that green button.
Yeah, hit that button right there. You know?
$5, whatever you can give.
There
you go. It's appreciated.
Exactly.
Right?
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We remind you that today's show was sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.